Welcome to Shea Stadium in New York, for the game between the Montreal Expos and the New York Mets. Here are the starting lineups. For the Montreal Expos. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Dave Cash. Batting second. The left fielder, Warren Cromartie. Batting third. The center fielder, Andre Dawson. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Tony Perez. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Ellis Valentine. Batting sixth. The catcher, Gary Carter. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Larry Parrish. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Chris Spear. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Fred Holdsworth. Pitching for the Montreal Expos, Fred Holdsworth. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Lenny Randle. Batting second. The center fielder, Lee Mozilli. Batting third. The right fielder, Bruce Boisclair. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Steve Henderson. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ed Cranepool. Batting sixth. The catcher, John Stearns. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Joel Youngblood. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Doug Flynn. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jackson Todd. Pitching for the New York Mets, Jackson Todd. And now, play ball. Dave Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash hits a line drive towards short. Flynn reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Warren Cromartie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromartie hits a fly ball into center field. Mozilli settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Randle fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Lenny Randle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randle hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cash scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lee Mozilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mozilli hits a fly ball into right field. Valentine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bruce Boisclair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boisclair hits a fly ball into left field. Cromartie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine hits a ball on the ground towards third. Randle fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter hits a fly ball into center field. Mozilli settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Steve Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson strikes out. One out. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cash scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stearns is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards third. Randall fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Fred Holdsworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holdsworth hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Todd fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Dave Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0 for 1 in the game. Cash hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Joel Youngblood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngblood hits a fly ball into center field. Dawson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flynn hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Holdsworth fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jackson Todd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Todd is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Warren Cromarty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromarty is 0 for 1 in the game. Cromarty hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Youngblood scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 0 for 1 in the game. Dawson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Henderson. Dawson reaches second base with a double. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Perez hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 0 for 1 in the game. Valentine is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Lenny Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall is 0 for 1 in the game. Randall takes first base on ball 4. Lee Mozilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mozilli is 0 for 1 in the game. Mozilli hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Valentine who is chasing the ball. Mozilli reaches third base with a triple. Randall goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Mets. Bruce Boisclair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boisclair is 0 for 1 in the game. Boisclair strikes out. One out. Steve Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0 for 1 in the game. Henderson takes first base on ball 4. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0 for 1 in the game. Cranepool hits a fly ball into left field. Cromarty settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Mozilli tags and scores. Henderson tags and moves to second. Two outs. It's 2-0, Mets. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stearns is 0 for 1 in the game. Stearns hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0 for 1 in the game. Carter hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Mets. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0 for 1 in the game. Parrish hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Spear hits a ball on the ground towards short. Flynn scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Two outs. Fred Holdsworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holdsworth is 0-for-1 in the game. Holdsworth strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Expos 1. The Mets will come to bat. Joel Youngblood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngblood is 0-for-1 in the game. Youngblood hits a fly ball into left field. Cromarty settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flynn is 0-for-1 in the game. Flynn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cash fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jackson Todd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Todd is 0-for-1 in the game. Todd strikes out. There goes Flynn. The throw from Carter to Spear, and Flynn is out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Expos 1. The Expos will come to bat. Dave Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0-for-2 in the game. Cash hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Todd fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Warren Cromarty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromarty is 0-for-2 in the game. Cromarty hits a fly ball into right field. Boisclair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Dawson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Expos 1. The Mets will come to bat. Lenny Randle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randle is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Randle takes first base on ball 4. Lee Mozzilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Randle. The throw from Carter and he is safe. Randle steals second. Lee Mozzilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mozzilli is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Mozzilli hits a fly ball into left field. Cromarty settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bruce Boisclair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boisclair is 0-for-2 in the game. Boisclair hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Valentine. Boisclair reaches second base with a double. Randle moves to third. Steve Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Henderson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Randle scores. Boisclair scores. Henderson moves to second. It's 4-1, Mets. Will McEnany now pitching. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Cranepool hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cash scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Henderson moves to third. Two outs. Joe Carrigan now pitching. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stearns is 0-for-2 in the game. Stearns strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Expos 1. The Expos will come to bat. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Perez hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 0-for-2 in the game. Valentine hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Todd juggles the ball. That's an error on Todd. Perez moves to second. Sam Mejia's pinch runs for Ellis Valentine. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Carter hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Parrish hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Henderson. Parrish reaches second base with a double. Perez scores. Mejias moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 4-2, Mets. Del Unser pinch hits for Chris Spear. Bob Apodaca now pitching. Del Unser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Unser hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Mejias tags and scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 4-3, Mets. Jose Morales pinch hits for Joe Carrigan. Jose Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Expos 3. The Mets will come to bat. Sam Mejias now playing right field. Pepe Frias now playing shortstop. Bill Atkinson now pitching. Joel Youngblood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngblood is 0-for-2 in the game. Youngblood hits a ball on the ground towards third. Parrish fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flynn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Flynn hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Atkinson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Apodaca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Apodaca strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Expos 3. The Expos will come to bat. Dave Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0-for-3 in the game. Cash hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Youngblood settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Warren Cromartie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromartie is 0-for-3 in the game. Cromartie hits a pop-up towards the mound. Apodaca settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Dawson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Expos 3. The Mets will come to bat. Lenny Randle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randle is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Randle hits a line drive into right field. Mejia settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lee Mozilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mozilli is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Mozilli takes first base on ball 4. Bruce Boisclair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Mozilli moves to second. Bruce Boisclair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boisclair is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Boisclair strikes out. Two outs. Steve Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Henderson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mozilli scores. It's 5-3, Mets. Dan Schottsetter now pitching. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Henderson. The throw from Carter and he is safe. Henderson steals second. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Cranepool takes first base on ball 4. Jackie Brown now pitching. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stearns is 0 for 3 in the game. Stearns strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Expos 3. The Expos will come to bat. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Perez hits a fly ball into right field. Boisclair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sam Mahias is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mahias hits a ball on the ground towards short. Flynn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Carter hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Mets, 5, and Montreal Expos, 3. Goodbye from Shea Stadium in New York.